This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines and the day after the president's speech to the nation regarding the government response to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. The issue is still front and center on the president's plate. But we begin with the aftermath of the president's speech, which curiously drew lukewarm at best reviews from both conservatives and liberals. Liberals thinking the president didn't go far enough in outlining what he wants to see in a new energy policy strategy, and others saying the president offered absolutely nothing new. The president, speaking for the first time from the Oval Office to the American people, has said, among other things, that the government is doing absolutely everything possible for as long as possible to make this damage to the Gulf of Mexico and the surrounding communities as limited as possible, although it will be extensive regardless of the efforts. The president also outlining his call for a new energy policy relying on clean energy technologies. The president also making this statement about why there's not more oil drilling in America.
We consume more than 20% of the world's oil, but have less than 2% of the world's oil reserves. And that's part of the reason oil companies are drilling a mile beneath the surface of the ocean, because we're running out of places to drill on land and in shallow water.
Really? Well, according to Louisiana Republican Congressman John Fleming, there's plenty of oil on land. There's plenty of oil in shallow waters. The government just won't let it be taken.
That's not true at all, Greg. The reason is because the environmental lobby has pushed us offshore so far that we have to go to these deep water sites in order to get oil.
Congressman Fleming says he was underwhelmed by the president's speech, and he's noticed one major thing as the president's tried to handle this over the past 8 weeks.
My experience has been that the president has shown a distinct lack of leadership. He's been a day late and dollar short.
The congressman specifically talked about how Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has asked for numerous things from the government time and time and time again, including many more feet of boom, as well as the construction of barrier islands so the most sensitive ecosystems aren't impacted by the oil as it comes ashore. The governor now ordering the National Guard in his state to do that regardless of the federal government's lack of a response. It's also been pointed out that the president has yet to reply to the likes of Norway as well as the Netherlands, who have offered to use their skimmers and other technologies in order to help clean up the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. So far, those offers have not been responded to even by the Obama administration. Today, though, as mentioned, the issue is back front and center as the executives from BP met at the White House with the president and the critical members of his team dealing with this spill. After a meeting that was supposed to last 20 minutes ended up going about 4 hours, the president announced that BP is volunteering to put up a large amount of money in order to help make things right along the Gulf Coast.
I'm pleased to announce that BP has agreed to set aside $20 billion to pay claims for damages resulting from this spill. This $20 billion will provide substantial assurance the claims people and businesses have will be honored. It's also important to emphasize this is not a cap. The people of the Gulf have my commitment that BP will meet its obligations to them.
The president also pointing out, as he did in his speech on Tuesday night, that the government will not be controlling this money, and neither will BP, but a third independent party.
Another important element is that this $20 billion fund will not be controlled by either BP or by the government. It will be put in an escrow account administered by an impartial, independent third party.
And that person is likely to be current Pazar Kenneth Feinberg, as the president also mentioned on Tuesday night. The Pazar currently is the one who tries to determine just how much Wall Street executives ought to be making. While the president also talking about how BP has other financial responsibilities as well, including the environmental cleanup, but also compensating deepwater oil riggers who can't work right now because of the moratorium ordered by Obama.
And BP will also continue to be liable for the environmental disaster it has caused, and we're going to continue to work to make sure that they address it. Additionally, BP voluntarily agreed to establish a $100 million fund to compensate unemployed oil rig workers affected by the closure of the deep water rigs.
Outside the White House, just minutes after the president made his remarks inside, BP Chairman Carl Henrik Svenberg says that BP is committed to making things right along the Gulf Coast. He says he wants all compensation claims to be dealt with fairly and swiftly.
We are announcing today, as you heard from the president, a $20 billion commitment to make sure that all proper claims are handled swiftly and fairly.
Spenberg also says he realizes BP has a large responsibility as a result of this huge disaster.
We have agreed today with the president a framework that should assure the American people that we mean what we say. We will look after the people affected, and we will repair the damage to this region, the environmental damage to this region and to the economy.
BP, of course, realizing it has a PR nightmare on its hands, and Mr. Svenberg says he will see to it that the American people can trust BP, not based on words, but on actions.
We made it clear to the president that words are not enough. We understand that we will and we should be judged by our actions.
For full analysis of this ongoing story, please head to worldnetdaily.com and datelineradioamerica.org. There you can find my complete interview with Congressman Fleming of Louisiana, as well as my visit with Richard Benedetto, former longtime White House correspondent for USA Today, who explains why, for the most part, the president failed to achieve his objective in his speech on Tuesday night. Also at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org, my conversation with Anne Marlowe of the Hudson Institute, who has just returned from her sixth embed assignment with U.S. troops in Afghanistan. She will explain why she thinks the big hullabaloo over these huge mineral discoveries in Afghanistan is a major distraction from the ongoing military effort to defeat our enemies. She also expects a very difficult fight for the Kandahar region later this summer. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.